Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for April the 27th, 2019. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest from the famous Arquette family. Yes, and she's been kicking ass and taking names, profiling and pro-styling like Ric Flair. And let's give it up for the queen of the screen, silver screen, Katie Arquette.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an honor, Katie, for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm excited.
Yes. Yes. What is it like being a part of the Arquette Wrestling family?
It runs in my family. My Uncle David, made his debut in WCW many years ago, and I kind of just followed in his footsteps, especially as an actress. And I wanted to bring my lifestyle into the world of wrestling just like he did, and it's quite an honor to have the Arquette name in my name.
Yes. And what was like when he won the world championship belt at WCW?
It was great. It was unexpected. He most certainly was very excited about it. Like I said, it was a big surprise for everyone, especially fans. But I think he held that title quite well, and I'll always be proud of him.
Yes. I was very shocking during that time in 2000 right there.
Yeah.
Yes. His movie Ready to Rumble went to number one, basically.
It did. It did.
Well. Yes.
Mhm.
It was like he was a pop icon, basically.
Oh yeah, everyone only knew him as Dewey, the deputy cop from the movie Scream, the Scream trilogies, and then he went off and made this fantastic debut, and he just went, he ran with it, and he did a fantastic job.
Were you also playing any sports before the wrestling business?
I'm sorry, was I into sports?
Yes.
Yeah, I grew up playing a variety of sports. Softball was the biggest thing, and I loved playing football. So I guess football was like my go-to sport growing up. So that's why I like use all that tactics in my playbook for wrestling.
Awesome. And who did you idolize in the wrestling business growing up besides your Uncle David?
I have a handful of people that I idolized. For the women's, it was definitely Lita. I loved how she was just this badass. She did what she wanted. She had this sexual appeal about her, and she got over with the fans in regards to that insane moonsault. And I also really love Stone Cold for the same reason. He didn't care. He did what he did, and it made a huge impact. But my all-time favorite wrestler is Kane. He was the first wrestler I ever saw when I was younger, other than, you know, my uncle. But he just impacted me tremendously, and I feel like I got into wrestling because of Kane.
Awesome. Yes. Definitely a lot of pain in the wrestling business.
Oh yeah. Bumps, bruises, soreness,
yeah.
Always the works.
Yeah. More than Hollywood stunt double.
Yeah, I
more
mean
than football.
Yo, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Wrestling is definitely the hardest sport, entertainment, everything in between that I've ever had the privilege of getting to do in this lifetime. So it's definitely something to not take for granted.
Right. What is your memories of your first ever wrestling match?
Oh, well, my first ever wrestling match was with Britt Baker at IWC in Pittsburgh. And it was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences I've ever faced. But it was one of the best moments ever for me because I finally got the chance to do what I've been wanting to do, and that's to be a wrestler. And I owe it all to my trainers and my work ethic. And that first match really drew waves for me. And I think being only having my first match, it went really well.
Awesome. You definitely a good worker, and you definitely do a good job as a heel, definitely. And it's so everyone is into your character and you, basically, doing the ring before bell and after bell.
Well, you know, growing up, there's lots of things that impact your life. There's so many twists and turns that you don't know what to expect. Wrestling was definitely unexpected for me, but at the same time, something that I've always been inspired by. So for two different paths to cross and to be able to experience this and to live this life, it's pretty surreal. It's pretty incredible. And you get sore, you get some bruises and bumps, but you push through that pain and you realize why you're in it. And no matter what, wrestling will always be a part of my life.
Awesome. What is life winning the women's champion the first time, that moment when he was wrestling with Britt Baker?
Oh, that moment was it was pretty amazing. I'm really happy that my uncle was able to make it and be there for me. It was quite the shock that he came in as the alternate ref, and it was definitely an incredible experience to see him crown me as the new women's champion at IWC in Pittsburgh. It was probably my favorite moment thus far in my wrestling career.
Yes. Well done, basically. It was basically well done.
Well, thank you.
Yes. It was basically one of my favorite matches, basically, watching it. Is it basically my top five of this year, basically?
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yes. Also, what's your thoughts of doing mixed tag team with Calvin Couture as your partner?
I have Calvin Couture. I love doing things with him. He's my fashionista. He's the fashionista of wrestling. he definitely keeps me on my toes. He's definitely dramatic, to say the least. And him and I get along really well. We train together. And I think we make a pretty great tag team. So whenever we are in the ring together, it's an exciting moment because all we want to do is kick ass and show how wonderful we both are.
Yes. And I definitely love the promo y'all cut on facing London Ali and Cisco Silva.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Also, you did good work with Jocelyn Navarro, alumni guest of the show. What was that like working with her?
Jocelyn is a badass, to say the least. She is one of my favorite people to work. She, you know, she puts down what she says, and she's definitely a tough opponent. I respect her in and out of the ring, and I enjoy being able to, you know, give it my all. She gives it her all, and she's, like I said, she's one of my favorite opponents to work in the ring. It's as simple as that. Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay.
How did Paula travel in the studio?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was a little difficult to hear what you asked.
Yes. Yes. Sorry about that. Yeah, these allergies and the pollen. I guess it was already in the studio when I got here. yes. That was definitely a fun match, basically.
Oh, yeah, definitely fun. Definitely good times.
Yes. Also, what was it like working with five-time knockout champion Madison Rain of Impact Wrestling?
Oh, Madison Rain, she was a tough opponent. I enjoyed being in the ring with her. I have a lot of respect for her as well, in and out of the ring. She is definitely a challenge. And I definitely would love to get back in the ring with her.
Awesome. She's definitely a legend of Impact Wrestling.
Oh, most definitely.
Yes.
She's not one to mess with. She's small, but she's really fierce.
Right. Yes. Also, what was like winning the WBW Women's Champ?
Oh, WBW. It, you know, I get in the ring, I do my thing, I try to give it my all, and being WBW's champion was the same as any other feeling. It shows that I'm the best, I'm the strongest, and I'm willing to do whatever I can to get what I want. So being champion no matter where I am is pretty amazing.
Awesome. Also, you also worked with Danny Ferrara. What was that like?
Oh, Danny Ferrara. She's a really sweet girl. We work well in the ring together. I haven't seen her in, I think, over a year's time or so. But she, same thing as all my opponents. All my opponents give it their all, and it's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be obstacles I need to overcome. And she put up a good fight, and I would definitely get back in the ring with her as well. All my opponents, I look forward to being with all of them and doing what I can to get the pin. 1, 2, 3.
Awesome. What's your favorite music you listen to when you get ready before your matches or preparing in the gym?
Well, I don't typically listen to music before my matches. I like to just sit and meditate and focus on what I'm about to do in the ring. So I try to keep a low profile, and I keep to myself before I head out into the ring.
Awesome. Yep. Sorry, Bob, in the chat room that, yes, she doesn't listen to music like We Gonna Take It anymore from the soundtrack of Ready to Rumble.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you watch the current products of Impact Wrestling and WWE Women's Division?
When I can, yeah. I'm pretty busy throughout the week and on the weekends with wrestling. But when I'm able to, I do try to keep up to date on all the top promotions out there, such as the WWE, Impact, and the new one, AEW. So I'm loving what's going on with the women's division all over.
Right. It's like everywhere. Women's divisions is everywhere in every promotion and major companies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, WWE overall has made their women's top priority, it seems. We've had an all-women's pay-per-view, which has never happened before, which was amazing. The women now have tag titles that they defend and they strive for. And then you have Impact, where, like, the women are killing it. They are just putting everything they have out there, and the fans see that, the promoters see that, and it gets over. And to see the women's division evolve as much as it has, it's a pretty incredible feeling.
Yes. It definitely is, definitely. I'm very good. And I would like to say Su Young is like the – she's like the Miss Undertaker of Impact Wrestling, basically, from the
oh,
demon
yeah.
side.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm telling you, Hollywood, they need to take note on her, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I 100% agree. They definitely do.
Yes. Also, we could be with this show I've been doing it for 6 years. It's been a good luck charm for a lot of indie talent out there that made it to the major leagues of wrestling, and like WWE, Impact, or AEW. You never know. You might be called up soon.
I know. Yeah, that would be fantastic. I give it my all every day as much as I can. I always look to better myself, and I would definitely love to go as far as I can, whether it's to go across the world or to be signed to a major promotion, and to see all the women that I've been able to cross paths with throughout my time so far in wrestling, to see them be signed and to see them going so far. I am incredibly proud and incredibly honored to have been in the ring with them, and I know that they're going to kill it wherever they are.
Yes. Definitely. One of us wrestling, the top priority in wrestling, basically.
Yes.
Yes. And I would like to see it before this year over with every promotion or major television of wrestling, even with women's also.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, every promotion out there is becoming so huge in regards to WWE, Impact, now AEW, Ring of Honor. It's still a challenge. There's still obstacles you have to overcome to get to that point. But, you know, as long as you keep killing it in the gym, in the ring, at training, you know, you're going to be looked at, and they're going to pull you in. So.
Yep, that is true, definitely. Yes. More wrestler than reality shows.
Yeah.
Also, any upcoming shows or anything you want to plug to our listeners out there?
Yeah, IWC is teaming up with Chikara in May 25th. That's going to be a huge show coming up for the area. I'll also be traveling around to West Virginia and Ohio and New York in the next couple months. So definitely look out for me. I always post my shows on my social media, so go give me a tweet, a like, a share at the Katie Arquette on Facebook and at the KT Arquette on Twitter and the Katie Arquette on Instagram.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you write that down. You see the future of wrestling, definitely. I'm telling you, you will go gaga just like Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, or even Trish Stratus. I'm telling you, she's the real deal.
Fingers crossed. I know I can do it. I know I can get there. Always believe.
Yes. You never know. We could see even a mixed tag team, the Arquette family taking on the Flares.
Oh, yes.
Right on the SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, Vince, make the call or Triple H. Vince, you
oh, yes. I'll
check her out. She's Hollywood.
Yes.
I think maybe one of his, one of his workers is listening to it right now, or that works in NXT right now. To be doing some recruitment right now.
That would be great. That would be great.
Yes. Also, we about to run out of time. It's a pleasure of you being on Wrestling It Factor Radio, Katie. You can come back anytime to the show.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being with you tonight. Thank you.
Yes. You definitely have an amazing night.
Thank you.
Yes, it's an honor.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Katie Arquette, the queen of the silver screen. If you want more information on the show or this latest episode, is up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio. Or also, you can check it out at our Facebook fan page for Wrestling X Factor Radio /X Factor Entertainment Radio for episodes as well. Yes, it's been an excellent interview, definitely. And we have more store for you this coming week. And even for tomorrow night, we have former WWE Cruiserweight Champion, TJP. Yes. One of the best Cruiserweights that was in WWE Classic. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to sign off. Have a good night. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, toothpicking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they bribes, cause I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two round these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you niggas act fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.